The Crusade Channel is proud to promote the Epoch Times newspaper, and I ask you to do the same. Please visit them today and consider subscribing using our affiliate link by going to crusadechannel.com/epoch.
Crusade Channel News. News you can trust. Because the truth can be trusted. From the Crusade Channel News Desk, here's Ron Stafford.
Good morning, Crusaders. Welcome to Wednesday, October the 20th, 2021. I'm Ron Stafford, reporting from the Crusade Channel News Desk at Stafford Studios in beautiful St. Michael's, Maryland. This report is brought to you by Little Bayou Rosary. Handmade sacred art is making a comeback. And there's no finer example of this art than Maggie O'Connell's Little Bayou Rosary, featuring beautiful rosaries and chaplets, all made with love in Southeast Louisiana. To browse the catalog or place a custom order, go to mikechurch.com/rosary. Here's what to listen for this hour. Backpedaling a bit in Virginia, the latest political news from Magdalene Rose, and arsonists strike again in Scotland. Virginia's Democratic gubernatorial candidate, Terry McAuliffe, is trying to clarify a previous comment in which he said that parents should not tell schools what to teach. The comment in question came on September the 28th, during the final debate before the upcoming November the 2nd election, when Republican candidate Glenn Youngkin pointed out that McAuliffe back in 2016 vetoed a bill which would have given parents more control over what kind of books their kids are exposed to at school. The former governor responded that parents shouldn't have, quote, the right to veto books. He said, quote, I'm not going to let parents come into schools and actually take the books out and make their own decisions. I stopped the bill, and I don't think parents should be telling schools what they should teach. The statement has since faced much criticism, including from Youngkin, who launched a Parents Matter campaign to mobilize families and parents to, quote, reject Terry McAuliffe's attempts to silence parents and stand between them and their children's education. In a new campaign ad released this week, McAuliffe appeared to distance himself from the stance that parents shouldn't have a say in what schools teach, saying that he, quote, always valued the concerns of parents. He also accused Youngkin of taking his words out of context. An update now on Biden's Build Back Better debacle. With more, here's Crusade Channel political affairs correspondent Magdalene Rose.
Biden met with members of two warring factions of Democrat lawmakers on Tuesday in a bid to salvage his sprawling economic agenda. Biden's first meeting on Tuesday morning was with Senator Joe Manchin from West Virginia, who is a moderate Democrat, and a key vote who can sink or save Biden's domestic policy plan in the 50-50 split Senate. Biden also met in the morning with Arizona Senator Kristen Sinema, another moderate. Then, later in the day, the President and Vice President Harris and the Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen met with House Progressives first, and later on will meet with House and Senate centrists. During the Obama administration, Biden was never somebody that was sent to basically bridge gaps between people. He was sort of the guy that backed Obama up on everything, and even when he disagreed, he did it in a very gentle way so as not to step on Obama's toes because Obama was president. So for the Democrat Party to put all their faith pretty much and all their eggs in the basket of Biden being able to get everyone to agree on one plan that moderates know will cost them their seats and progressives know if they do not pass will cost them their activists seems to me a little far-fetched. For the Crusade Channel, I'm political affairs correspondent Magdalene Rose.
Suspected arsonists targeted Scotland's National Shrine to Our Lady of Lourdes Sunday night in the latest in a series of events at Catholic sites. The fire on October the 17th caused damage to Carfan Grotto, located about 15 miles outside of Glasgow's city center, adding to the financial strain on the shrine that welcomed more than 70,000 pilgrims a year before the coronavirus crisis. John P. Mallon, the co-founder of Sancta Familia Media, which handles press inquiries on the shrine's behalf, told media on October the 19th, quote, "It has saddened all of us at Carfan as we approach our centenary next year of the opening of the grotto on October the 1st of 2022. The Scottish Sun newspaper said that police had received a report relating to the fire and that inquiries were at an early stage. Our quote of the day comes from Saint Thérèse of Lisieux. For me, prayer is a surge of the heart. It is a simple look towards heaven. It is a cry of recognition and of love, embracing both trial and joy. Coming up, our saint of the day, he was a Polish priest, a scholastic philosopher, a physicist, and a theologian. You're listening to Crusade Channel News.
Hi, everyone. Jamie Scott here. For those that might not know me, I'm the director of the Sparrow's Nest here in Athens, Georgia. We're a local nonprofit aimed to help those who are broken, beaten, and abused and stereotyped by the harshness of this world. Our team work alongside many local businesses and community members to provide service to our clients. One of those businesses is Bulldog Kia. Did you know when you buy a new Kia from Bulldog Kia, a portion of your purchase goes to the Sparrow's Nest? You can buy a new car and get the chance to save lives. How cool is that? Head on over to BulldogKia.com to check out their great selection of new Kias. Have you seen the new 2022 Kia Telluride? It's beautiful. You can also visit them in person on Atlanta Highway next to Sam's Club. You can learn more about the Sparrow's Nest and additional ways you can give back to our organization by visiting sparrowsnestathens.org. Thank you for your support, and remember, we'll see you at Bulldog Kia.
Our saint today is John Cantius. He was born on June the 24th, 1390. John was a country lad who made good in the big city and in the big university of Krakow, Poland. After brilliant studies, he was ordained a priest and became a professor of theology. The inevitable opposition which saints encounter led to his being ousted by rivals and sent to be a parish priest at Olkusz. An extremely humble man, he did his best, but his best was not to the liking of his parishioners. Besides, he was afraid of the responsibilities of his position. But in the end, he won his people's hearts. After some time, he returned to Krakow and taught scripture for the remainder of his life. John was a serious man and humble, but known to all the poor of Krakow for his kindness. His goods and his money were always at their disposal, and time and again they took advantage of him. He kept only the money and clothes absolutely needed to support himself. He slept little, ate sparingly, and took no meat. He made a pilgrimage to Jerusalem, hoping to be martyred by the Turks. Later, John made four subsequent pilgrimages to Rome, carrying his luggage on his back. When he was warned to look after his health, he was quick to point out that for all of their austerity, the fathers of the desert lived remarkably long lives. He died on December the 24th, 1473. A statue of Thomas Jefferson is said to be removed from New York City Hall following a vote Monday from a city commission. According to The Hill, the New York Public City Design Commission, a panel of the city council, voted unanimously to relocate the nearly 200-year-old statue, which currently resides within a council chamber. The committee's decision was mainly based on Jefferson being a slaveholder, as well as being a lightning rod around debates surrounding race. Back in June, members of the city council wrote a letter to Mayor Bill de Blasio, urging him to take action concerning the statue. According to NBC News, efforts to remove Jefferson's statue have been ongoing for years. However, renewed interest was sparked after last year's protest following the death of George Floyd. The council was also tasked with finding a new home for the statue, but the exact location has yet to be determined. The statue is expected to be removed by the end of the year. Send me your news tips to Ron at CrusadeChannel.com. Stay tuned to the Crusade Channel with live breaking news updates all day and the best live talk radio anywhere. I'm Ron Stafford for the Crusade Channel, seeking news and finding truth.